listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 8. This episode centers on healing, empowerment, and psychological restoration after being silenced in workplaces, relationships, institutions, or systems. And this episode is deeply personal for many. And we're talking about reclaiming your voice after being silenced. And silence can happen in many ways. Sometimes it's loud, someone directly telling you to stop speaking. But more often, silence happens in subtle ways. You may have been silenced by toxic leadership, dismissive supervisors, family systems that punish honesty, relationships where speaking up led to conflict, institutions that reward compliance over truth, and workplaces where your expertise was ignored. Over time, something happens. You stop raising your hand. You stop offering ideas. You stop sharing your truth. Not because you don't have one, but because somewhere along the way, your nervous system learned speaking up is unsafe. Season 7 is about completion, reflection, and renewal. So today we're completing cycles of silence, reflecting on what being silenced did to us psychologically, and renewing our voice one step at a time. And before we go deeper, let's ground ourselves. Take a breath. Inhale slowly. And exhale. And now say quietly to yourself, "My voice matters. My voice deserves space. I'm allowed to speak my truth." And let that settle into your body, because reclaiming your voice begins with believing you deserve one. And when people are repeatedly silenced, dismissed, or punished for speaking up, the brain adapts. Your nervous system becomes protective. Instead of expression, it chooses self-preservation. This often leads to behaviors like over-explaining, shrinking in meetings, avoiding conflict, apologizing for opinions, questioning your expertise, and withholding ideas. This is called learned inhibition. It's the opposite of learned helplessness. And instead of believing nothing will change, you learn speaking up will make things worse. So silence becomes a coping strategy. But here's the problem. What protects you in one environment can limit you in another. And let's imagine this situation. You work in an organization where leadership regularly dismisses feedback, interrupts employees, rewards loyalty over competence, and labels dissent as negativity. You share an idea once and it gets ignored. You share again, and someone more senior repeats your idea and later gets credit. You challenge a decision respectfully, and suddenly you're labeled difficult. Eventually, you think, "Why bother?" So you stop contributing. But your voice didn't disappear. It was conditioned into silence. And when people with expertise stop speaking, systems suffer. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Silencing also happens in families. Maybe growing up you heard things like don't talk back or you're too sensitive. Just keep the peace and stop making problems. So you learned that honesty created tension and you adapted. You became the quiet one, the mediator, the peacemaker, and the one who absorbs discomfort. But peace without truth is not peace. It's suppression. Silencing also occurs socially. Certain voices are historically dismissed, minimized, or ignored. People from marginalized communities often learn very early that you must choose between truth and acceptance. So reclaiming your voice is not just personal, it's psychological liberation. And let's bring this back to our Season 7 framework. Completion means releasing the belief that your silence equals safety. It protected you before, but it may not serve you now. Ask yourself, where did I learn to shrink? Who made speaking feel dangerous? What parts of myself did I hide? And reflection creates clarity. Renewal means practicing your voice again, not aggressively, not dramatically, but gradually. Renewal looks like asking a question in a meeting, stating your opinion calmly, setting a boundary, correcting misinformation, and saying, "I disagree." Every time you do this, your nervous system rewrites its story. And here are some simple practices. You can first start small. You don't need a dramatic confrontation. One sentence is enough. Prepare language and practice phrases like, "I see this differently," "I'd like to add something," or "my perspective is." Regulate your body. Speaking up may activate adrenaline. Pause, breathe, and then speak. And choose safe environments first. And practice voice with people who respect it. So let's do a little integration practice and place your hand on your chest. And repeat, "My voice matters. My experience is valid. I will not shrink to make others comfortable. I am reclaiming my voice." Take another deep inhale and hold for a second, and then exhale. Being silenced can leave deep marks, but silence is not your destiny. Season 7 reminds us, completion, we release the old survival patterns. Reflection, we understand how silence formed, and renewal, we speak again. Your voice is not too much. Your voice is not inconvenient. Your voice is necessary. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Listening and supporting this podcast, and make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.